what is the feeling that a person goes in with to Yom Kippur?
Let me explain what I mean by feeling. I'm not asking what we should be doing on Yom Kippur, because we know that we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't wear leather, we pray, we do everything like Shulchan Aruch says. That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, what are the feelings that I go in with? Because feelings are important, sometimes the most important. Is the feeling going into Yom Kippur a feeling of sadness? Am I going in like Tisha B'Av? I mean, it looks like a sad time because we're not eating, we're not drinking, so I guess we're supposed to be sad. That's what we do on Shabbat. Am I walking in with a sad mood? Am I walking in with fear? Am I supposed to walk in scared? What is the mood? What are the emotions of Yom Kippur? Believe it or not, it's a very important part of the day. Because the mood of the person, it carries the person sometimes more than the actions that they do. So actually, the mood of Yom Kippur is a mood of simcha. Even if it may look different than what I'm saying, why am I fasting on the day of simcha? But that really is how I'm supposed to walk into Kippur. I'm actually supposed to be excited to go to Kippur. Like, I can't wait for Kippur. Chazal tell us that Yom Kippur is one of two days during the year that are considered the happiest days. Yamim Tovim. Tu Be'av, not for today, and Yom Kippur. What is so happy about Yom Kippur? Why would I be excited to go into the day? What am I excited about? Excitement comes from something that benefits me, from something that I am going to enjoy. I'm fasting. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I'm not comfortable. How can I look forward to that? But in truth, you and I both know that there are things in life that we look forward to for different reasons. Yes, sometimes we look forward to eat when we're hungry. And sometimes you look forward to a trip. And sometimes you look forward to see somebody. There are different reasons why someone looks forward to something. So it's true that I'm not eating or drinking, and it's true that I might be even a little tired, but I could look forward to something if I know what it is and why it benefits me. The excitement of Yom Kippur comes from a realization that this day of Yom Kippur is able to cleanse and purify my neshama. And that's very, very exciting. It's very exciting that I can take my neshama that may have some stains on it and make it pure again, like I first got it. Like we say every morning, Elohai neshama shenatata bi, the neshama that you placed in me, tehora, it's pure. My neshama and your neshama was pure. Now you might tell me, very nice, I definitely would be excited to purify my neshama, but I don't feel the stains on it. I mean, yes, if you tell me that I'm dirty and smelly and I have somewhere to wash myself, okay, of course I'd be excited to wash my dirty hands with soap and water. But I don't feel my neshama feeling anything that you're talking about. So how would I walk into Yom Kippur excited to clean something that I don't even know is dirty?
That's a big challenge.
Because to be Samea going into Kippur, you have to know what Yom Kippur does. But you also have to know what your reality is. So if you don't feel your neshama has any kind of dirt on it, so then you're not going to be excited. So how do I feel if my neshama is as pure as the one that I was given? So actually there is a way to know. And there is a way to feel your neshama. There is. There is a way to feel your neshama and its lack of purity. The pasuk says, he just read it a few weeks ago. Baruch ata beboecha, ubaruch ata betzetecha. The famous pasuk, maybe you've seen it. Sometimes we'll put it in their homes. Baruch ata beboecha, the pasuk says, blessed you are when you enter. Ubaruch ata betzetecha, and blessed you are when you exit. It's a very nice pasuk. There's a major problem with the pasuk. Because the pasuk doesn't say at all where you're entering and where you're exiting from. So it's a very odd type of pasuk. It's almost like saying, Torah says, the food is great. Which food? It's so tasty, that food. Really? Which one? It's like, you can't write that. You can just tell someone, blessed you will be when you come in. Where? Come into the Beit Midrash, coming into your home, coming into the... Where? So come Hazal with their tremendous wisdom in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they say, oh, I'll tell you why it doesn't say where. Whatever it doesn't say where, so it has to be like the ultimate coming in. So where is the ultimate coming in? Walked in to school, is that the ultimate coming in? Where is the ultimate go'echa? The biggest boecha that you ever had in your life. Where was that? Oh, it was when you know, in life you make two splashes,
big ones.
You make little splashes along the way as it's running. But you make two big splashes, two entries, or two moments, excuse me, that make a big splash. One is when you enter the world. Whenever you entered and I entered the world, there was a big splash. It's like, you hurt. Hey. They made a party for you. They celebrated it. I grouped your parents. Little 5 pounder as you go up in the crib. And you made a big splash. Bebo'echa. You never had that again. You walk into your house now, no one even notices you. Well, what's your name again? No. You walk into school, like, okay, hi, good morning. Walk into shul, okay. But it was one time when you got in, when you entered this world, it was big news. There were doctors all around, there were people, they're filling out papers, they're making plans, they're doing all kinds of buying furniture for you, they're getting you your clothing, people sending gifts, it was wild. It wasn't just like walking, hi. What an entry.
Too bad you can't remember it. The biggest entry of your life in your interview.
And then you have another big splash when you and I
leave the world.
It's a moment. It's a big moment.
That you heard?
Yeah.
Oh wow, oh wow.
Thousands of people coming.
Visit
Shiva.
Arayat. Hesped. Dulji. Tzedecha. You're out.
It's not like leaving your house. It's a little bigger than that. It's more than like graduating school. It's like you're leaving.
Goodbye.
Make it sound so nice, huh?
But those are the two big splashes of life. Baruch ata bevo'echa. Blessed you will be when you walk in, when you enter. Didn't have to say where, because it's talking about the biggest entry. Ubaruch ata betzetecha. Don't have to say where you're going or where you're exiting from. It's the biggest exit of life.
Is life itself.
But what does it mean to be blessed when you walk in? How were we blessed when we came into this world? We couldn't move. We couldn't hold. We couldn't walk. We couldn't crawl. If you put a baby that's born on their stomach, they will not turn over. You put them on their back, they don't move. You don't need railings when kids are born. Just put them wherever. Put them on the ledge of a window and they're not doing anything. Stay, boom, now moving.
Baruch. Baruch usually means like you have a lot of brachan. My own, very rich. You have a lot of talent. You have a lot of accomplishments, Baruch, you're blessed.
But when you come into this world, what do you mean you're Baruch? You can't talk, you can't eat, you can't walk, you can't, you have no friends, you have no, in what way do you Baruch? You don't have a bank account even. Blessed with what? You can't even eat normal food. You have to push milk down your mouth. You can't even eat a steak, you can't have it. What's so Baruch about me and you? When we enter the world? Baruch ata bevo'echa. And come Hachamim and say even worse. They make it even more complicated. They say, by the way, you know what the Pasuk means? Here's what Pasuk means. The same way you were blessed when you came into this world, the blessing is that you should be as blessed
through and through, till you leave the world. The same beracha you had when you came in, that beracha should last with you through your life all the way till then.
That's shocking. Wow. What do you mean? So I shouldn't walk all life? What kind of beracha? What did I have?
I should be in my crib. What beracha do I have that you're telling me I bless you, you should be blessed till the end with this beracha? Hazal said this. The same way you were blessed when you came into this world with purity, you were pure. Belohet, you had no stain on your neshama. You should be blessed that you should go through life till the end. Baruch ata beboecha, the same way you were blessed with a pure neshama, baruch ata betzatecha. It should be that way all the way till the end. That's the beracha. The question is, why is a neshama that is pure called baruch? I would say a neshama that has no stain on it is a clean neshama. It's a pure neshama. Why is it called blessed? Baruch. Baruch usually means I'm blessed with something. Having a pure neshama just means it's clean. In what way am I blessed? Because I came in with a pure neshama. My dear friends, when a person comes into this world, he is blessed with simha. Purity of the soul produces simha. You see simha of a person, not blasphemy. No, not that kind. Not outward. Ha ha ha, not like that. Like inner simha. Like you could be alone, nobody around, and you have this simha. Simha comes from the neshama. Simha is not an expression of my hands, or my legs, or my mouth. My mouth can enjoy pleasure eating something. Yes, you could have pleasure with it. But simha that comes from a very deep inner place is not an expression of anything physical. It comes from the soul. And when we're born, we are baruch. We are blessed. You know what we're blessed with? We may not be able to walk. We may not be able to. We may not be able to eat. We may not have any friends. We may not have a bank. We may have nothing to look forward to. We don't even know what's happened. We may have someone pick us up at any moment in a very uncomfortable way. And we don't even have. Can you imagine the baby's stuff? You know what it's like? At every moment of your life, you're in doubt. You're in suffix. Because at any moment, someone might decide to say, oh, let me pick her up. And maybe I will spin her around too. Did you ask the baby if they want to do pitav right now? Who said they want to be spun around? And you're like lifting them up and down, throwing them up. You've seen that, haven't you? You've probably done that. Like, who said the baby wants that? How would you like if someone came up to you right now and said, you know what? I'll just pick you up right now. Let me just throw you up and down. Let me spin you around. You know, baby, every moment of their life, they have this fear that someone might just come right now and move them.
Sometimes you need a stranger. You come and just give me a kiss. Like, what? Do I know you? Big wet kiss on their forehead, my girl. Why do we want that? Just imagine for a second, being that kind of person is not comfortable. So you can't eat, you can't walk, you can't talk. You had no friends. Your every moment is a doubt of what's going to happen. Which crazy person decided now that you should be thrown around? And people smile at you and they're like, who are you? Amazing thing. Just think for it then, but it will really feel good. It would be by such a horrible life. But something very, very amazing about little babies is that they are full of simha. It's unexplainable. Unless they're in pain or they need something, unless they're tired or hungry, because Hashem gave them the ability to communicate. It's a miracle, by the way, but you don't know anything. But just know that crying gets people's attention. It's an amazing miracle. How do they know that? How do they know that when you're in pain, you cry? How do they know? And by the way, every one of the cries is different. Babies cry differently for different things. A mother goes, oh, she's hungry. How do you know that? Oh, she's crying. I also heard her crying, but I didn't hear that saying she's hungry. I know that's the hungry cry. Oh, that one, she's a pain. How do you know that? It's unbelievable. They not only cry when they need things, but they also know how to cry. It's a miracle. And they didn't go to school for that. Unless they need something and they're crying for it, they are happy. Happy with what? Tell me what it takes to make you happy. Lunch. You look forward to lunch. So excited. Watch people that they go home after a kippur with them. See the excitement. Try to stop them for a minute to have a conversation. You know, I was thinking, I'd like to talk to you about this, something very important. It's on my mind. But anything's going to happen. Shavua tov. See you later. They're excited. They're going to eat. What makes you sameh? What makes you happy? Food, drink, friendships. Oh, but my friend, excited. We'll zip together, go play a game. Learning makes you excited. Family, going somewhere about a trip. Something's happening in your life. You're getting married, getting engaged, you go on a date. I don't know, something. What? Tell me, what makes you happy? Something has to make you happy. Imagine I told you, you're gonna sit home. You have not one friend to talk to. You can't eat. You can't go anywhere. And you have nothing to look forward to. Suddenly, how happy was you? You'd be miserable. You'd be like, oh, it's horrible. So tell me, how does a baby do it? How does a baby, with all the zeros that they have such a happiness? They could just sit on the floor in their crib, lay down, hold a bottle cap, and like, just love it. They go crazy. They just be spinning and holding it, look at it, push it, and like, they can't get over it. They just sit in the crib and make noises. Love it. I guess it's an hour sometimes. How do you do it? Where are all their friends? They don't need friends. Where's all like the gourmet meals? Where are all the salad that they're eating? Where's the chocolate? No smoothies. Which vacation? Now I'm on vacation. How do they do it? Next time you see a baby, just watch. You'll see something not normal. People smile at them, they smile. Smile at one of the people here. Give me a look. Smile at the tiana, they look you back. What do you want? Why are you smiling at me? Angry. How was your day? Good. Bye. What happened? Smile at the baby, he smiles. You like, he learns from you. How do they do it? This is very simple. Is that simha comes from the sun. And when the soul is pure, when our neshama is pure, its default is happy. That means when you're annoyed, it's because your neshama isn't as pure as it could be. When you're feeling not good feelings, it doesn't mean that life is easy when you're in heaven, pure soul. I'm not saying that. You can go through challenges of life. If you somehow have this inner peace inside, a person can go through a challenge. I remember somebody came to visit and I was sitting for my mother. And he told me, I know that this is not a time of simha. I said, it's been in this country. I saw that I have a nurse and she says, oh, that is some high acidic Shabbat, you better.
I said, well, and this mother, so I'm crying kabbat.
But I have a simha that I had a mother in life. I had a mother that I could actually say, I miss. Every day simha.
Sometimes, even in the hardest situations, you could feel simha.
Simha doesn't mean that life is easy. It just means that even the difficulty, you find something beautiful about it. And when a person feels not so good inside, they feel, I don't feel good about myself. And that's the neshama that needs us for you, more polish. No, we'll scrub. What beats up that down is, what's the truth?
Doesn't mean that we're dead people. It just is that we're human. And we make mistakes. Come on. You know, we get mistakes.
But Baruch Hashem, we're so much better than so many. Baruch Hashem, we're probably so much better than we were
last year.
But let's be honest. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. Right? Sometimes we speak words you shouldn't say. Sometimes you have jealousy. I'm proud of it, but I do. Sometimes you don't respect parents, the right response to them. Maybe it's hard. I can go on and on. If you want to look at more examples, open the Rintumi of Yom Kippur. It almost feels tailor-made for me. I don't know if you feel that way when you read it. Oh yeah, oh, I do that too. Oh, and beat me. If I check this, you'd see what was written just for you. Yeah, I do that. Oh, yeah, I also got a name.
Right. Forgot about that.
Anger. Doesn't do well for the soul. Get angry. Not only is external anger, of his internal anger, hatred, stains the soul. Hates a button or you upset somebody.
Revenge.
There's something between you and others, and then there are things between you and Hashem.
Look what Hashem's to repent.
We're not supposed to be the test where we make mistakes. We're deviant. Hashem didn't tell Adam HaYishon, oh, you made a mistake, so you're a terrible guy. Leave my planet. Leave Gan Eden. That's not what God told Adam. Hashem knew he made mistakes. That's why Hashem told him. Adam, did you eat on the fruit? You don't think Hashem knew if he ate on the fruit? Why are you asking?
People think Adam got thrown out of Gan Eden because he ate from the fruit. Not from that.
He got thrown out of Gan Eden when Hashem told him, did you eat? He says he blames somebody else. All he had to say was, I made a mistake. Sorry, made a mistake.
Yes, sir.
You make mistakes. Does it make us bad people? Because we go home and look at ourselves and say, ugh. There is zero. That's not all the same. We're human. And we make mistakes. Hopefully, as the years go, we make less and less mistakes. That's what growth means. But we're not perfect. But that's okay. It's okay that we're not perfect. Hashem told Adam, it's okay if you ate, but tell me, did you? Did you blame somebody else? That's fine. These mistakes weigh on our soul. If our soul was pure, we wouldn't feel those bad feelings. We might go through a difficult situation, but we wouldn't have those feelings. I know you'll say, no, I have bad feelings because of what happened. I have bad feelings because of what she said. I have bad feelings because I didn't go on the trip. I have bad feelings that I didn't get the right class. I have bad feelings that I have to... No, that's what you think. The bad feelings don't come from those things. Those things are challenging, perhaps. But I could show you many people who had the same challenge as you and actually are cement. Anything you tell me, it's because of that, I'll show you someone who doesn't have that and still has somehow. Again, the cause. Ultimately, when a person is lacking the inner simha, I'm not talking about, again, about laughter, about jokes, about people when they're externally showing happiness. I'm talking when the person is from within themselves. Everyone knows their own feelings and their own struggles. Whenever we feel a lack of simha, it means our neshama is lacking its purity. And that is why the baby, despite not having anything that we have, if you think you're missing something, they're missing everything. But somehow you can have nothing and you have sin. Because you have a pure mission. That's what Baruch Atah Beboecha. Baruch. You're blessed when you come into this world with simha. Why? Because you're tahor. Because you're pure. And the blessing is Baruch Atah Betzedecha. That you should continue to go through life and continue that purity. But we make mistakes. Well, that's why we have Yom Kippur.
And Yom Kippur, what a day.
Mean so many mistakes this guy. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Yom Kippur is such an exciting day.
What a moment.
What an opportunity to get back. Baruch Ata Elohecha. Something else that I have bathing that is so beautiful is it makes sense as health. The imago there. How much people love that. People love it is. Even strangers love these. Love, love. They can't get enough of them. They just look at them. They don't talk off you. They don't give you anything. They don't play games with you. You do nothing. You just can't get enough of them. Why? Who want a baby for? I know your panyika is so cute, man. So cute. Look. Blind. Told you this, keep all that. It really not cute. Let's be honest. Really not cute. A man we're walking right now is bald
and toothless.
And jeweler. And calling. And making weird sounds. With diapers.
I doubt anybody here would say, oh wow. A boost.
I mean, come on.
I think you'd be running for the hills. You know, Hashem made the baby's attributes. Everything about them is not cute.
Bold. No teeth. Don't walk.
They don't walk. They don't take care of horses. Yeah, no. Is that all little so cute? Not really. Guy walked in and he's this date. He would say, oh, it's Abus. I need to marry that guy. But when did little become cute? Guys, 2 foot tall, it's cute. 5 pounds? What cute could you be at 5 pounds? Everything about a baby is not cute. But yet, it's so cute. It doesn't make any sense. Why exactly does everyone love a baby? Why? Hashem made it on purpose. You don't think God can make him with hair and beautiful teeth coming out and be able to talk and communicate and really... Hashem specifically made all those things. You know why? To teach you that being beloved by others, we call that in Yibu Hen, being beloved by others was not based on your physical attraction. It's based on being pure. You love a baby because they're pure. It's attractive. You may not know why you're attracted, but it's definitely not their physical attributes. They're pure. So lovable. As they get older and they start to hurt people, and they start to do all the wrong things, and they start becoming less cute by the day. By the time they're 14, 15, You don't want to see that minute.
Stay away.
Purity not only brings simha to the person, but it brings hen to the person. And on Yom Kippur, Yom Adir Bashanan, that one day, we have the ability. To make ourselves pure again. If that's not exciting, I don't know what does get you more exciting. Why we don't eat and drink? Because it's not where our simha comes from. You need to eat and drink. And we can enjoy life. But on Yom Kippur, we're looking for something else. We're looking for a deeper simha that isn't found in food or drink or comfort. Hashem says, this is a day of inui, afflict yourself on the physical body. It's not about that. You're looking for happiness in food and drink and comfort. And it's not, you're looking in the wrong place. You gotta look in the right locations. Look for your neshama. And all we have to do on Kippur is just be sincere. We come in for such a simha. We come in, we have such an opportunity. And get the chance to just connect to Hashem and just sincerely talk to Him. So just help me, I'm here to say, that's it. I want to be cured. I want to stay pure. Good job. I know I messed up. And what a day. Would you be tired that day?
Maybe.
But you could be simha and you're tired.
It's a great day.
Yamim tovim. Yom Kippur.
Yom Tov.
It's an exciting day. A day that if utilized properly, you leave Kippur and you're feeling a lot different. No question. A person who goes to Yom Kippur with sincerity understands not only actions but the mood and what was just going on there. At the end of Kippur, it's a different thing. Hard to explain. And someone has a feeling, no, to accept. It's almost like a new year. Something very special. We're very, very fortunate to have such a day. Society. And I hope that I added a little to me to our day. It's meant Hashem. Every one of us will have tremendous beracha and aslaha to utilize the day and the value of the day. And we will forever be a different person because of it. Yom Kippur is not only about the day. It could be a day for the lifetime.
Wish you all Bazat Hashem. וגמר וחתימה טובה, סור השנים רבות.